Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, with Flashback Friday. And we're going to have a guest poet, Clarissa Harris, and she's going to be calling in a little bit later. But I just wanted to let you know that tomorrow the Youth for Christ show will be airing at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I encourage you to definitely come out and support the youth. They work so hard and they need our encouragement, especially since they are growing up in the Lord. Bible study. There's a new Bible study out, prayer and fasting. And those are two important things in a Christian's life, is to be able to pray and to be able to fast in order to manifest the things in our life that God has promised us. So definitely check that Bible study out. We have a new app that you can download at your Google Play Store or iTunes, Apple Store. And it is called Yap, Y-A-P-P. Download that application, and then it's going to prompt you to put in the extension to hook up with the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. All you have to do is put J-H-O-M, and then it'll be on your phone. There's a live feed. Everything that we post on any of our social networks automatically goes to our live feed. There's videos there as well as information about the ministry. But it would definitely keep you up to date and in the now. And, you know, God likes when we're in the now with the ministry. So definitely download that. Oh, wow. We have a men's ministry, if you do not know. Our men's ministry, the director is Frankie Horvath, and the board member, our secretary, Lord Wharton, is working on the men's ministries page. And if you want to join that, it's www.facebook.com/menjhom. And we're asking that it's just men that join to allow them to have their space to discuss the issues that they need to discuss. Okay. The schedule of all the shows are on our app, so I'm not going to get into all of that. I'm going to start rolling into the show. But first, I wanted to thank my Heavenly Father and my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, for lifting my body up and to allow me to come to you today. As you all know, I deal with chronic pain, but, you know, doing this show gives me something to do and something to focus on, and I'm focusing on God. And when you focus on God and you focus on Christ, your life is getting filled with joy. No matter what you're going through, it gets filled with joy. You have to be like Job. Okay, Job had every affliction that you can possibly imagine, and he never stopped praising the name of God. And that's how we have to be. No matter what is going on in our life, you have God. As long as you have God, there's no reason to hang your head down low. There's no reason to lose faith. Okay. Looky here. We have a phone call. Let's go. This must be Clarissa. Hello.
Hello. Oh. Hello.
How are you? Hi, I'm here.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening and happy Friday.
She threw that happy Friday in there for you guys. That's right on time. That's right on time. I am so... Time to rest, okay? God gave us a day off,
so
we need to use it, you know. I am, you know, excited about you being on the show. How long have you been writing poetry?
Oh, my goodness, for almost close to 20 years, because I started at 30, and next month I'll be celebrating my 50th birthday.
Hey, knocking on pay. Happy birthday.
Yes, indeed.
At the
so fabulous
50. Yes. Okay. When you contacted me, I was so excited because I always
right.
wanted to get Ports on the show and let you do your stuff live. So, you know, why don't we let you do your thing and then we'll come back and ask a couple of questions about the piece you're going to do.
Okay. So, let me just kind of describe about the piece I was going to do, and I got to share a story with you. September 4th of this year, it would be the one-year anniversary of my dad because he had made his transition from Alzheimer's disease, and he's been battling with that for over 10 years, and it's been a long battle.
Mm-hmm.
And, the piece I'm going to do in a few minutes, so it's basically what I'm going to do is going to be a tribute to him, to celebrate his life and to uplift him.
Ah, beautiful.
Because I'm not going to look at it as a sad occasion. I'm going to look at it so it's going to be a celebration. Today is going to be a celebration of life.
All right. And that's what God, you know, requires us to do is to keep living. As long as
absolutely.
He gives you breath. Yes, absolutely. So it's first I got to tell you, welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry family. Once you're on the show, you know, I expect you to be calling me, you know.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's why, you know, I had to get those things out there and make sure everybody knows, you know, we're a tight-knit
right.
family and welcome to the family. And this is
thank
your
you.
Platform. And I want
thank
to hear
you so
your God-given talent. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah,
so I'm
really,
going to give you
I really
the floor.
I really
appreciate that. Hey. This is part of our mission at the ministry is to encourage the greatness in others and highlight their God-given talents. And this is where the radio shows come in, which gives a little history on the ministry. So this falls right in our mission to allow you to come on free of charge and just let the Spirit flow through you and bless us. Bless
yes,
us with
absolutely.
Your words. Okay. All right.
And then plus with being the end of the week and stuff, we need something, you know, we need some form of words as a form of operation because, you know, and then plus with us being from Chicago, I mean, there's so much negativity
mm-hmm.
that's happening on our streets today, far as with gun violence and, you know, people getting killed. I mean, we need some form of an escape, though, I mean, to just focus on the light of God. I mean, because that's,
yes.
that's what, as a people, we really need to channel in on.
Yes. Absolutely. That's nothing but true talk.
Absolutely, because I be out here in these streets every day going back and forth to work, and I mean, I'm telling you, what I see every day, it is just so sad.
Wow. Yeah, it is sad. You know, I'm in Chicago with you, so I know, and this, you know, I plead the blood of Jesus every time I leave my house, you know, just let me get home safe, because people are getting, you know, anyway. We
right.
Chicago is off the hook right now. We need prayer.
Baby, it's beyond that, though. I mean, Chicago is just strictly off the chain. And, you know, the stuff that I see every day, it just really doesn't make any sense because, you know, this beautiful gift that God blessed us with called life, instead of us being productive, you know, doing something constructive with it, we're doing something destructive. And it's just, it just doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
You're right. It doesn't. It's senseless. You know, and my earnest prayer is that, you know, God come and through this city and just do a Holy Ghost smack for every idiot out here.
Healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely
yes.
Healing,
and,
it's just, oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well,
then,
I am, we got
single,
it.
And I'm going to say this before I go into the piece. I mean, as single
okay.
African-American women trying to survive out here every day, Reverend McCarty, I mean, real talk, you know, it's tough out here.
I know. And they keep their foot on your neck. And, you know, that's the world. And you know, that's I've been out there in a job. And I know how hard and how much stress people are put under, you know, just to provide for their families, you know. And you know, not only are you going to work, you got to go and deal with other, you know, other issues, other spirits. Other spirits and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Pray for them. Pray for them. The best thing you can do for your enemy is pray for them. And watch God correct your situation and give you a place of joy. He loves to give his children whatever they need. So,
yes,
prayer. I'm going to tell this shout out. Go to Elder Faith's Bible study on prayer and fasting. Okay.
Okay.
I had to get that out there. Go to Bible study. So, anyway, we're hanging out. We're in the groove. You have the floor. Let's go ahead and bless the show because, you know, this anticipation is killing me.
Wow. I mean, I really feel honored today. I mean, I really need this form of spiritual uplift because, I mean, I've been through some challenges this week.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I'm here.
But,
I'm listening to you. I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
And the best way to get out of that is doing exactly what you're getting ready to do, and the fact that you're honoring your father. I can tell you, in that Ten Commandments, when it says honor your mother and father, sometimes
Amen.
It's like people have, it's one of the top ten. Hello. Wake up, okay, and let's take care of our seniors. Let's get back to yes ma'am and no ma'am. And like showing them some respect. They're the reason we can stand here and do this today. They have to go through a lot. So just like we're going through a lot for our generation. You know what I'm saying? So just real talk, we need to start acting right. Real quick.
Party, I just want to ask you for just a minute while I'm reciting this piece. I want you to pray for my mom because, I mean, she's really going through a rough time. I mean, because for my dad, so this past June 19th, they would have been married 61 years.
Oh, bless them.
Yes. I mean, being married to that person, one person for a long period of time, and then just instantly you became single within a year. I mean, that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Inbox me after the show, and I'll put her on our ministry prayer list, and so you can have all the saints praying, not just me.
Yeah,
okay.
I can call the prayer family on this because, I mean, she's going through a lot. Seriously.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. And then you have to be strong to help her, you know. And it's all a cycle. But, you know, God to give you the strength to help her through this difficult time. And then the prayers of the saints definitely will help comfort her because we're going to call the Holy Spirit down here for her.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, people that pray together, they stay together.
Mm-hmm. People forget about that. It's like, you know, and we have a prayer line at the ministry, too. You know, you just keep reminding me. We have a prayer line at the ministry. Just go to www.jhom.org. And if you ever need prayer, it's a 24-hour prayer line. We get calls from all over the world. And if you never need prayer, call. I'm going to answer. Let the phone ring a while, okay? Don't just hang up.
Yeah, because I know those phones
are
crazy.
Yeah, so,
but anyway.
You know, the prayer line is there. So, okay. Hit me.
Well, anyway, good evening, everybody. This is Floressa Harris from Chicago. Poetry name is Peace Temptation. I'm going to spit this piece. And I'm dedicating this to the life of my dad, Henry Harris Jr. And ladies and gentlemen, again, keep my mom in your prayers so that she's really going through a difficult time at this point because, again, September 4th would be the one-year anniversary of my dad's transition. But the name of this piece is called Who is God? I hope everybody enjoys it, and I hope they find some form of uplift and inspiration behind this piece. The name of the piece is called Who is God? God is creator who awakes us every day. He handles all of our problems in a very special way. God is the center of the universe, and this is a beautiful thing. And if you ever need to talk to him, he will take you by his hand. God created the lakes, the oceans, and the river streams, and as well as we sleep at night and have good dreams. I really can't believe these blessings. And are they just too much? I am really truly blessed with your golden touch. The Spirit is really touching me from my head to my feet while marching to your drums, a very special beat. I thank you for blessing me. Your power is so very fine. Please, Lord, keep blessing me and let your light shine. Master, you are blessing me every day and every single hour while shining your light within us with your amazing power. I am being still right now while your inner voice speaks through me, while meditating on all of my issues and being set free. I turn to only you, God, because you are the only source. Release me from any negativity with your spiritual force. I ask of you for healing from all of my sadness and all of my fallen tears. Help me to stay on the right path while traveling to my golden year. Because with your precious hands, you will remove all of my fears. And as they say in the world of poetry, that's that piece.
My DJs are supposed to give me some snaps, you know, some audio snaps, but they haven't done it yet, so I have to do a snapshot. Oh my, that was wonderful. I am sitting here with my eyes closed while you were reading your piece, and I felt the Spirit move. You know, I'm deeply into the Holy Spirit, you know.
Yeah.
And that piece was such, you know, not only a dedication to your Father, but a dedication to your Heavenly Father. I caught that.
Yeah.
What inspired you to write that?
Well, I want to shout out the Christ Universal Temple on 119th.
Oh, yeah.
The Reverend Derrick Wells.
I'm familiar with it. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like I said, I definitely want to. This man, I'm definitely going to give a shout out to. I mean, he's like a godfather to me. I love him so much. He actually did my father's celebration of life last year. But also, I want to give a shout out to him. I really love this man with all my heart. The Reverend Dr. Winston Johnson. Woo! I mean,
all right.
He has really been there for me. You hear me?
That's good that you can testify to that. You know,
yeah.
it's the testimony of the saints that keeps us going. You know, keeps
yeah.
the church alive. And so, you know, we have to stop getting so sensitive if you think somebody's in your space. That's why
yeah.
go and give a shout out to you need to shout out to, because that's
right.
the person who's feeding you, okay? And whoever you get fed by, you need to acknowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In some kind of way.
Right.
In some kind of way. You know, just to say thank God for you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Right.
Well,
exactly.
Okay. I got it. Do you have another piece?
Absolutely. Wait a minute. Give me one
okay.
second.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play. Hang on with me. I'm going to play some. I got to play some music, girl. Okay.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere.
Hang out with me, and we're going to come back listen to another piece from you. So hang
okay.
on. All right, everybody. It's time for us to play some, get some music played up in here. Let's see. We're going to start out with Walk in the Sun, S-O-N, the Son of God, by Danielle Wilson. Here we go.
Welcome to a free other day, told me things wasn't going the right way. Wife had left him, kids don't see him, and his house is not a home. Said he had a bed to sleep in, asked me would I stay the weekend. I don't wanna be by myself, do you think that you can help? I told him, man, you're out of order. I love my savior, I know I told ya. Turned to leave with an attitude, said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Lord, have mercy on his soul. He doesn't know you, so I gotta go. Then I heard a voice inside me say, tell him I'm the only
take
way.
A walk in the sun.
Oh, take a walk in the sun.
S-O-N by Daniel Woodson, and it just was a perfect groove after your poem.
Oh, wow.
It was a yeah, that was perfect groove after your poem, okay? And I didn't even know what we were going to say. You know, this is what the spirit does, you know. I had no idea what you were going to say on this show, and, you know, I picked the music, and that just flowed right with what you're talking about. And so I know that, wow.
Well, as we said, Universal Temple, wherever we are, God is.
Yeah, he's in the midst of us. He's in the midst of us. Okay, I'm going to play another song, Zion, then we're going to come back and get another treat of poetry. This is Zion by Mugen Mentality, and here we go.
Thank you. It's hard being angel-like. Demons picking fights left and right. Though my anger they ignite. I would not sin nor give in. They just trying to find my kryptonite. God forbid, remove them from my sight. I'm going blind, my path is turning black as night. But I'll be fine with dying on my mind. The Lord will bring me to his light. So until I take flight, I take my pen and write about his might. For the light
you sit high on, holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on, holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but lie within my arms, one I rely on, one I can cry on in the midst of my storm. This hell and high water raging on, Jesus, take them, batten on. I'm sick of sin in every form, no longer will I conform to the world. I transform, transform my mindset, shape, and form. It's the least I can do for you, my rock, my life, my truth, my way through the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for. That straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawling on the floor till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward. I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it. To my feet, now I'm racing with my righteous breastplate in. Truth at my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword got word, got him shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
All right, everybody, that was Zion by Mugen Mentality, giving the praises and giving the glory to the great I Am. All right, it's poetry time again. Girl, yes. You still with me?
I'm right here. Can you hear me, Reverend McCarty?
I can hear you so well. And before you start, I want to give a shout out to my Aunt Juanita, who's also a member of Christ Universal Temple. So, yes. She's a member. So, yeah, you guys go fellowship with them whenever you get a chance. You won't regret it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Time for your piece. All right.
Okay. A little bit of a small statement I want to make before I go into the piece. Now, after my dad made his transition, I kind of like had writer's block for quite a while. I mean, because when you're talking about losing a parent, I mean, that's one of the most challenging things that you can go through in your life. But a few weeks ago, I kind of started getting back into the flow of writing, and I finally came up with this one. This is the latest piece that I did, and I am really thankful that I did this because, I mean, it just, the desire kept burning inside of me for a long time. The spirit said, you could do it. You can do it. You know, you can get past it. And then after I really time out to really, you know, to get into that side of me, and then that's when just everything just came out. So, but the name, this latest piece I did is called This Is Only Me. I am a spiritual woman who opens her eyes and who can clearly see. My sole purpose is to be a vessel for God. I know this is where I'm supposed to be. I had challenges in the past, and I am blessed to be set free. I'm not trying to be like anyone else. I'm only expressing to people that this is only me. I am so thankful to wake up every single morning and blessed to see the sunlight. Plus, watching the day transition into a beautiful, I imagine at times at a park sitting under a cool, shaded tree, connecting with the divine spirit that is within and knowing that this is only me. I am one with all life. I am expressing this feeling from the bottom of my soul. I changed my ways of thinking this year of 2015. That only I alone can only control. I truly understand now that I am not labeled as a follower, but a leader while kneeling on one bended knee. mastering my oneness with God and being aware that this is only me. Thank you, God, for the gift of spoken words, where I can truly express myself to a certain degree, along with prayer and meditation on a regular basis. I'm only enjoying the blessings for nobody else, but only for me. From darkness into light, knowing that God, that is the answer, the only true king. And that's that peace.
Snaps! Snaps, snaps, snaps. That's so, that was a wonderful piece. That was a wonderful piece. That, you know, when you said that you were get into the spirit, I'm paraphrasing, okay?
on one bended knee,
you know, it's like that's what we have to remember to do. You know,
yes.
we got to get on our knees. You know, a lot of times we kind of pray on the go. You know, but prayer is not a drive through service.
Exactly.
You know.
And you know, just like I stated in the piece, Reverend McCarty, it's not just, you know, you have to speak, it's not only just about it's a God, but also you have to step back and meditate and listen to what God is telling you. So it's a combination.
Absolutely.
Of both, so I think it's right.
You have really blessed
me. Talk, but if you don't listen, then you're gonna be missing out on what on a big blessing, you never know.
Yeah, because he said, I will lead you into everything that is meant for you in this world. And once he told me that, I said, you know what, I'm going to follow you.
Wow.
I will follow Christ because he leads you into every blessing.
Absolutely.
And he never fails. God never fails.
Absolutely.
You know, this has been a real, you know, I have, I'm just getting back on the air. I took a little hiatus, and it's really good to speak to you and fellowship with you. I love your pieces. You're welcome to come back anytime. You can hang out with me for the rest of the show if you want to, but if I don't play this dance.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, cool. If I don't play this dance break, I'm going to get a lot of emails, okay? So,
wow.
Everybody, it's time for the dance break. And now let me explain the dance break again. The purpose of the dance break is two things. One is to get off your feet if you can. I can't, so just wiggle something. Okay, your hands, your head, or whatever. Tap your feet.
Right.
You know, and give God some praise. The second is to find out the message the DJ is trying to tell you, because in this, it's his own ministry. This is why these DJs have stopped doing secular music and have started spinning for Christ. And this is our resident DJ, who's also the director of the men's ministry. So look him up on Facebook, you guys, and join. And this is the dance break, and we're flashing back because this is Flashback Friday, all the way to 2011. Okay,
uh-oh.
But here we go with DJ Frankie Vibe and a dance mix for the weekend. Here we go.
It's time for DJ Frankie Vibe's Gospel House Break.
Everything you have, make it through the night. Have you ever had a week that brought you to your knees, and it made it hard to pray, but you did it anyway?
Hello, everybody. Hello,
I wonder if you must be trying to love me if
you're alone.
Hello, anybody have to cry? Do you really want to testify?
That
fire burning down in your soul.
I'll give you to whatever you do.
Move.
Don't you know you?
for checking out DJ's Frankie Vibes Gospel House Freak.
In the bag now. Let's go now. Ladies,
All right, everybody. That was our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe, bringing you the gospel house music style on the journey home. I wanted to make some noise. I'm like, I can't say anything.
Reverend McConnell, with all due respect, DJ Frankie's gonna have to extend that.
Well, he does have his own show.
Fire right there.
Yeah, he has his own show that airs every third Wednesday. It's the House of Inspiration. Okay. He mixes for an hour, so he got his show where he can really gut up, you know. But we do a little
15. On that one. Yeah.
And he's gonna let me give him a shout out. All right, yes, okay. He is out of New Jersey, and, you know, I keep telling him he's really from Chicago. I'm like, no, you're
right.
From Chicago.
You got to be, because, I mean, this field is crazy.
Absolutely. You know, this has been a wonderful one. You know, we got 8 minutes left.
Wow,
this show is going by so fast. Yeah,
wow.
Go ahead, testify, girl. This is what it's all about. You know, we put on that dance break so you can get your praise on. And, you know, on Fridays, like you said, when you get beat up by the world, there's nothing better than getting somewhere and getting your praise on. And so with your poetry
and the
artists.
Yes,
all the artists. I thank the artists. You and everyone who's ever been on the show, this is all about you. It's nothing about me, and then it's less about you and more about God. So,
well,
you know, he's getting all the glory.
Hold on now, Reverend McCarty. Let me correct you on that. It is all about God that's working within you and me and all of us. So it's about all of us.
Right.
So in that scripture that you read, it's all I do quote. It says, "I and my Father are one."
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, with that being said, we are all one.
Yes. One body, one church.
Right. We are one with life. We are one with the one.
Right. We are. You know,
one
we don't
with God.
Operate.
That's the way it's supposed to. That's right.
Yeah. We don't operate separately from things that are going
on
here. You know,
there you go.
Little...
There
yeah.
you go.
Uh-huh. I know. It might have came out a little wrong, but I'm with
That's
you.
Okay.
I understand.
That's right.
Yeah. And hey, Flashback Friday, you never know what's going to happen. Okay.
Exactly.
I don't, you
That's
know,
right.
hey, I'm human. That's why I make mistakes. Who cares? You know, because what, we,
it's
what
okay
we're doing.
You follow the name of love,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Girl, yes. It's all in the name of love. Everything, especially a Christian, has to be in the name of love. And, you know, I always have wanted to tell people, you got to learn how to take constructive criticism or, you know, a little bit of correction. You know,
exactly.
you're not going to always have it come out right, and the saint next to you will help you along, you know. And that's what you did. So I, you know what people forget? This is what people forget. That's the purpose.
Exactly.
It's for us to help each other.
Party. I got another treat for you.
What? Go ahead.
Don't be running out of time, though, but I got one more treat.
Okay. All right. Let's hit it on me.
I just found one more piece, though, on this piece of paper. I just located it. I said, okay, I'm going to put it out there in the atmosphere.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you want me to take this out though? Use this piece to take the show out with
here's what's gonna happen. I'm letting everybody know right now who's listening live that you might get cut off. If you get cut off, just listen to the show on the archives. The whole show will be recorded. Now saying that, go ahead and hit me.
All right. Well, first I want to just state this before I go into the piece that, you know, real quickly. If anyone wants to keep in contact with me, hit me up on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook, I'm under my real name, Clarissa Harris. On Twitter, C Temptation. So if anybody wants to inbox me, feel free to leave me a message. If you want me to do future shows, I'm open. But the name of this piece, I'm going to take this out. Like I said, and also on Sundays, I forget. On Sundays, I'm the co-host of Too Blessed to Be Stressed. The host is Larry Shepherd. So I'm also on Blog Talk. So check me out on this coming up Sunday. But the name of this piece is called I Am the Sky. As I look up at the beautiful morning sky, children are playing and walking by, and I'm walking up to the blazing sun as it stares right into my eyes. Thank you, God, for my vision and my journey as I continue to go forth and try. While the Spirit is working through me while looking at the beautiful sky, I'm speaking to only you now, God. I will keep you in my heart up until the day that I die. While walking through this life, I know that I am truly the sky. My spirit is the only divine protection that will keep me out of harm's way while I'm asleep at night and allows me to see another new day. The universe has a wide variety of people, places, and a wide variety of different things. I know that God is blessing me and sending his angels on the journey and traveling on their holy wings. It is a beautiful sight while the birds are singing and taking off the fly, while affirming to myself, God, I am truly the sky. Every time that I feel and say that I begin to break down and cry, I will look deep down inside and affirm, Lord, praying and indulging in a piece of sweet potato pie, I am affirming and thanking my true God that, yes, I am the sky. And that's that piece for the night. Be temptation in the morning.
Girl, this has been a wonderful, wonderful treat. That was a wonderful treat. Thank you so much. And I know we're running out of time, but I want to thank you again for blessing our show. And
thank you.
You know, it's all you. It's all you and the gift that God gave you, you know. And I don't want to have to call you and say where you've been.
Okay. Carter, you got my cell number. You know how to. You know how to
okay.
Friends
right.
On Facebook. You know how to.
You're right. Keep it to. Yes, and I want you to come back on the show and bless us again with some more of your poetry. But everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. You have a blessed day. Listen to this song. We go out every show with this song, and I hope you enjoy it. Everybody, peace, love, and blessings. Here we go.
Amen. So it is.
Thank you.